Good afternoon. I will be making a presentation today on the three topics that are on this slide. First is the positioning of musical instrument segment in Yamaha. Second is Yamaha's position in the overall musical instruments market. Third is our main theme for today, which is Yamaha's musical instrument segment strategy. In that theme, there are two points. One is making acoustic musical instruments profitable. The other is the growth strategy in China, as well as other emerging markets. These are three main focus today of my presentation. Let me start out by talking about positioning of musical instrument business at Yamaha. What we call the core business is indicated on this slide in the categorization of products and services. We have four divisions in the musical instrument segment, namely musical instrument, professional audio equipment, music schools, and music entertainment software. This slide indicates the overall sales of Yamaha, showing you the evolution between fiscal year ending March 07 to fiscal year ending March 10. In the previous fiscal year, which ended March 2010, the total sales were 414.8 billion yen, out of which 276.3 billion yen came from the musical instrument segment. On the other hand, out of the total 6.8 billion yen in operating income in the previous year, 5.1 billion yen came from the musical instrument segment. In the current midterm plan, the goal for the musical instrument segment is to account for 72% in the overall company sales, or 309 billion yen out of 427 billion yen. For the operating income, the goal is to generate 18.5 billion yen from the musical instrument segment out of the total 25 billion yen. Let me turn to the next topic, which is the positioning of Yamaha in the overall musical instruments market. The estimate the company has in terms of the total size of global musical instrument market, including professional audio equipment, is approximately 1 trillion 10 billion yen. This estimate is based on fiscal year 2010 figures. You see the breakdown of the market on this slide. Out of this market, Yamaha's share, including the PA equipment, is estimated to be 18%. You see on this slide the recent trend for the musical instruments market. Let me start out with the trend for developed countries. Since April, there is a slight trend of recovery from the shrinkage in demand from the economic crisis. However, if we take a close look at what's going on, there is a prominent trend of lower down prices. In addition, there is a reduction in public spending. This has negatively impacted the educational instruments and wind instruments. There is also a trend for decrease in corporate capital expenditure. This has negatively impacted our PA equipment. Overall, we are seeing gradual recovery. Changes that we see in distribution are the same with other products, and we are seeing further rise of mass retailers. The trend we see in the emerging market is that there is a steady expansion of demand, and the Lehman bankruptcy didn't affect that trend so much. We see an expansion of the BRICS market in musical instruments as well. Another point is that there is a prominent increase of middle-income group in Asia, including China. I will talk more in details about this later on in the presentation. This slide talks about the growth of the musical instruments market. I have mentioned earlier that the total demand in this market was approximately 1 trillion 10 billion yen. It is expected that the market size will be around 1 trillion 80 billion yen as of March 2013, which is the end point for the current midterm plan, though there has been some currency rate fluctuation in the recent period. This means that there will be a slight recovery in the annualized rate basis. In 2015, this figure is expected to go up to 1 trillion 130 billion yen. As it says on the slide, it would be an annual growth of 2.2%. However, prior to the Lehman bankruptcy, the market size was 1 trillion 320 billion yen. It means that we believe that even 5 years from now, the market wouldn't have recovered to the pre-Lehman level. Next is the breakdown by region. Starting from the bottom, you see Japan, followed by orange, which indicates North America, Europe, Asia Pacific, and China. Taking a look at the developed markets of Japan, US, and Europe, Japan is expected to be slightly negative. On the other hand, US and Europe are expected to post a slight positive. Overall, the developed countries are expected to remain flat. On the other hand, the company's expectation is that China and Asia Pacific region will grow. This slide shows breakdown by categories and positioning of Yamaha in the respective markets. As you can see here, in the piano category, China is currently the biggest market globally. Further growth is expected from China. In this category this year, Yamaha has 33% share. In the electronic keyboards, we see a huge growth in the emerging markets. Yamaha has 49% share in this category. In the category of guitars and drums, there is an overall stability. There is a positive outlook for increase in demand in the emerging markets. Yamaha has 7% share in this market. Wind instrument category is a stable market. However, as I have mentioned earlier, there has been a rise of some negative impacts from the decrease in public spending, leading to market shrinkage. However, the demand is steadily increasing in emerging markets such as China. In this category, Yamaha has maintained 20% share. The PA market is expected to grow globally. However, in this category, Yamaha has many strong competitors. Because of this, the current share held by Yamaha is 8%. This slide indicates the comparison between 2010 and 2013. Let me move on to talk about Yamaha's business strategy for musical instruments. In the fiscal year ending March 2010, the musical instrument segment posted 276.3 billion yen in sales on a consolidated basis, as I have mentioned earlier. The company expects that the total sales would amount to 270 billion yen for this fiscal year, which ends March 2011. There has been a change in the basis for the exchange rate from last year to this year. This has impacted our overall sales. However, on the local currency basis, all markets have been in the positive up to the point of half-year results, excluding Japan. The company's plan is to bring the overall sales to 309 billion yen as of the fiscal year ending March 2013. Operating income is indicated in the green. It was 5.1 billion yen in the previous fiscal year, with the operating income margin of a severe 1.8%. This fiscal year, the company is taking various initiatives to bring it up to 7 billion yen, which would make the operating income margin 2.6%. The company plans to bring the operating income margin to 6% in 3 years on a consolidated basis. Since the musical instrument segment is Yamaha's core business, this segment's goal is to bring the margin up to the high of 10%, and various efforts will be put into the realization of this target. This slide shows the breakdown of the increase of 32.7 billion yen in sales by business domains, comparing 2010 to 2013. The domains which are expected to take a big leap are piano and electric piano, guitar and drums, as well as PA equipment. In the breakdown by region, you can see here that in absolute value, North America, Europe, and Japan are still huge. However, in terms of the planned growth rate, China is expected to grow by 50% and Asia Pacific by 21%. I would like to now talk about the plan for making piano business profitable. One of the biggest issues within the musical instrument segment of Yamaha is that the profitability of acoustic instruments is falling. The company believes that providing the answer to the question of how to bring the profitability of this category upward is critical. The company has set 3 pillars for tackling this issue, as you see on this slide. First pillar is indicated in the orange circle, which is the structural reform of piano division. Next is the reduction of production cost. The third is the enhancement of product value. Let's first take a look at the initiative of gaining more operational efficiency in the piano segment. Under the review of the divisional function, it says making the headquarters division and the three factories equal and independent. You would most likely have a hard time understanding what it means, but what we want to say here is that in the past, Japanese factories and headquarters division were quite integrated. The company believes that the biggest reason for the deterioration in the performance of piano division in Japan is the worsened performance of Japanese factory. Because of this, the company had no choice but to consider what to do with the function of both the headquarters division and Japanese factory. That is why it was decided that the headquarters division and the three factories must be equal and independent. Of course, this is a quasi-independence, but what we aim to do are listed here. The non-manufacturing functions held by the headquarters divisions, including product development, will gradually be transferred to each factory. Through this initiative, the headquarters division itself will be slimmed down as an organization. Going forward, the company will aim to make each factory more autonomous. We believe that there may be some healthy competition among the three factories in the future. This slide shows the initiatives to be taken for the reduction of production cost. As you can see, what the company had been doing in the past was to provide knockdown parts to the overseas factories from Kakegawa factory. There was a flow of manufacturing the parts in Japan, supplying it overseas, and having it assembled there. Our intention is to reverse that flow. In order to do so, functionalities of overseas factories must be upgraded. The key point here is how we can increase the local procurement rate. We have to work on that immediately. For your information, the local procurement rate of our Chinese factory as of now is 56%. We would like to bring this up to 76% in 1 to 2 years' time. By doing so, the competitiveness of Made in China as well as Indonesia products will be improved. From then on, the company will be able to utilize those products to develop further into Chinese and other emerging markets more speedily. In addition, by bringing overseas manufactured parts to Japan, the Japanese factory will be able to reduce its cost. This would lead to increased profitability at Kakegawa factory. In addition, because Kakegawa factory exports products as well, Yamaha's overall product competitiveness in piano will drastically increase, which would lead to huge improvement in profitability. This initiative has already started from this fiscal year. Let me move on to enhancement of product value. The company's recognition is that the consumers are visibly polarizing, one category being individual preferences oriented, and the other being price-oriented consumers. Let me first talk about individual preferences oriented. Chopin Piano Competition was held in October, and in that competition, the contestant who played on our highest-end model CFX won. CFX was launched this year. CFX was a model which had many structural changes from the past models. One strategy is to trickle down CFX's DNA to the lower models. As it says on this slide, this category will be called Prestige Piano Series. The company aims to enhance this product category more compared with other traditional models. Our plan is to launch these products during the current midterm plan, and this would certainly be the key to enhancing our product value. As for our premium pianos, which are the highest end that we offer, we will be strengthening our sales structure. The company's aim is to grow volume of sales significantly in this field. Another, and the biggest point, is in relation to the utilization of overseas manufactured parts that I have mentioned earlier. The company is in the process of developing what we call the affordable pianos by making use of those parts. Through this effort, Kakegawa's production volume is expected to be maintained at 20,000 units. At this moment, the expectation for the cost cut the affordable piano is going to bring is at least 20%. For your information, The affordable pianos are expected to account for 50%+ out of the total of 20,000 units. As a result of these efforts, the global production amount, which fell to 82,000 units in the previous fiscal year, will be brought up to 116,000 units in 2013, which is the last year of the current midterm plan. In 5 years, the production amount is expected to be close to 130,000 units. As you see on this slide, out of the expected productions, the growth from China will be huge. The production in China in the previous year was 36,000 units. In 5 years' time, it is expected to be 71,500 units. Since Chinese factory would also be a manufacturing parts, the total size of production will be bigger. Reflecting the factors that I have mentioned, the company expects the operating income to improve by 5 billion yen in the fiscal year ending March 2013, compared with the previous fiscal year. Breakdown of the improvement are as follows. 800 million yen from consolidation of Kakegawa, 2.6 billion yen from the lowering of break-even point at Kakegawa, 1.6 billion yen from increased productions. This slide summarizes our target. In the fiscal year ending March 2010, the consolidated sales for the product were 40.3 billion yen. In the fiscal year ending March 2013, we will aim to expand the sales to 45 billion yen, growing by 5 billion yen. In regards to the operating income, our intention is to bring what was negative on a consolidated basis last fiscal year up to the break-even point in 2013. The plan is to make the total sales of 50 billion yen in 5 years' time, 2.5 billion yen in operating income. Maybe we should call this our goal, rather than plan. You may be wondering how change will come about. In terms of the new series of products that I have mentioned would be launched, they will appear in the market in the last year of the current midterm plan. The impact of it will start appearing next fiscal year. However, the actual replacement of models would only occur in the last year of the midterm plan, so please understand that the impact of increased sales will appear from then. Let me talk about the wind instrument business, which is the other half of the acoustic business. Wind instrument business used to be steadily profitable business. However, since the Lehman bankruptcy, the situation changed. To put it in simple terms, the environment doesn't allow us to post good sales in the high-end products. In addition, there is a slight increase in the inventory, which forced the company to conduct production adjustment last year, leading to decreased profitability. Since there is a need to speed up the process of cutting down the costs, the company has decided to push forward the domestic consolidation of factories by 1 year, and it is expected to be completed by fiscal year ending March 2012. More specifically speaking, the factory in question is the Saitama factory. It will be consolidated to the Toyooka factory, which is located near Hamamatsu. In addition, speed will be increased for the transfer of operations to overseas factories. The process has already started. One of the big elements is expansion of procurement. In the past, the materials were only procured in Japan. However, going forward, the company will proceed to procure from overseas as well. Through these efforts, the company aims to improve its market competitiveness as well as profitability. Next is the production site strategy. Indicated in green on this slide is the factory in Japan, the Toyooka factory. The purple is the factory in China, and the orange is Indonesia. We have these three factories globally. In the previous fiscal year, the production amount was 310,000 units, which was lower than the 2 years ago figures. This fiscal year, our performance is higher than last year. In 2013, the company aims to bring it back again to 350,000 units. In 5 years, the recovery is targeted for 400,000 units. The biggest growth will come from Indonesia as well as China. As I have mentioned earlier, initiatives will be taken for the transfer of various operations to overseas, as well as for more utilization of overseas manufactured parts. Through these efforts, the company will strive to improve the cost competitiveness, at the same time increasing its market share. Let's look at some numbers. In the previous fiscal year, the sales was 31 billion yen. The operating income margin was 3%. In the last year of the current midterm plan, the company aims to bring up the sales figures to 34.5 billion yen. Our intention is to have the operating income margin of 10% level. In 5 years' time, we would like to bring the margin to around 14%. Next, I would like to talk about growth markets. China and other emerging markets, including Asia-Pacific region and overall musical instrument sales of 52 billion yen in the previous fiscal year. Indicated in the bottom is the sales from China, followed by performance of growth markets and matured markets. The company has already indicated how we would like to be in 5 years from now in our midterm plan. Our goal is a total 100 billion yen, including the AV products. The goal for the company is to bring the sales of musical instrument segments up to 85 billion yen. This amounts to 30% growth in 3 years and 60% growth in 5 years' time compared to fiscal 2010. This means that the company has an ambitious plan for growth. Let's take a more specific look at Chinese musical instrument market. The figures indicated here are estimated figures. Last year, the sales of musical instruments in China was 7 billion renminbi, which is equivalent to approximately 90 billion Japanese yen. In fiscal year 2013, it is expected to grow to about 9.8 billion renminbi. Excluding PA, 60% of the sales in this segment still come from piano. The biggest growth comes from the PA. Turning on to the right chart, it shows the positioning of Yamaha in this market. Imported brands like Yamaha at this moment have only been able to capture the higher-end products market. One important challenge will be how we can expand to the lower-end markets. Though it isn't written on the slide, in terms of musical instruments production, especially acoustic instrument production, China is the biggest manufacturer in the world. This would again lead to the question of how Yamaha as a foreign brand can enter the Chinese market, which is a manufacturing country of these instruments. On the left side of the slide, you can see how Yamaha has been increasing the use of the local factory each year for the cost reduction, taking piano as an example. Through these efforts, the company has been able to increase its sales and market share. As indicated on this slide, the current lowest price model from Yamaha is the one sold at 17,800 renminbi. The average piano price from the Chinese manufacturer is 12,000 renminbi. Comparing the price of Yamaha and the local manufacturer as of 2005, the pricing gap was about 2 times. As of last fiscal year, the gap has decreased to about 1.4 times. Our company would like to enter the biggest volume zone of 10,000 to 15,000 renminbi piano markets next fiscal year. The preparation for the development is currently underway. In order to make this possible, our basic strategy is to fully utilize the 4 factories in China. Next is the topic of sales network. Our company has been taking various initiatives since the earliest of stages. Because of this, we already have 1,000 stores of sales network. People often talk about the importance of going into inland China, but our company already has established a presence in inland China. By 2013, we would like to have had 1,500 stores within our sales network. Yamaha has been able to cover up to China's second-tier cities so far. Our aim going forward is to go even further to capture third- and fourth-tier city markets in inland China. This slide shows the situation of the market. The upper chart shows the China market overall, and the bottom indicates Yamaha's specific figures. In 2015, Yamaha's share on the volume basis will be 21%. On the value basis, it would be little over 30%. Next is growth in other emerging markets. The company further breaks down the emerging market into three categories, namely matured markets, quasi-growth markets, and emerging markets. You see emerging markets at the very top, and the growth expected from this area is 10 billion yen, excluding China. This slide shows the breakdown of emerging markets. Starting from the bottom, you see Russia, India, Indonesia, Brazil, Middle East, Africa, CIS, and others. The biggest sales come from Brazil, Indonesia, as well as Russia. As for India, we have just gotten to the level of establishing the sales network, so even in 5 years' time, India will only account for 1.7 billion yen. The next topic is the increase of middle income group. Our definition of middle income group is the household with the yearly disposable income of 5,000 to 35,000 US dollars. This group is increasing in various parts of the world. Through increasing the production in China as well as Indonesia, the company would like to be able to accommodate this group. Our challenge will be how we can develop and launch cost-competitive products. This slide shows where Yamaha's offices are located worldwide. The oldest one set up overseas was Mexico in 1958. The more recent examples are local subsidiaries set up in Russia in 2007, and in India in 2008. We now have the direct sales network all over the world except Africa, so we can rightly say that we are at a stage to start showing some results. Let me summarize our strategy. One is to have an appropriate product strategy for the increasing middle income group. Our focus will be how we can develop and launch more competitive products both price-wise and cost-wise. The second point is how we can expand our sales network with speed. Yamaha also needs to steadily increase the musical instruments player population through Yamaha Music Schools. These three points will be the key for our strategy. That will be all for my presentation.